The new centenarians, baby boomers choose to be bloomers. I'm ready to come clean about the new centenarians. This is the big reveal. Let me begin by telling you what it's not. The new centenarians were born between 1946 and 1964, give or take. They're known as baby boomers. You know, the generation often blamed for the state of the world today. Disclaimer, not all boomers are new centenarians, but all new centenarians are boomers. The new centenarians are not 100 years old yet. Some may never reach 100. Many may live well beyond it. The new centenarians do not have a goal to live to 100. They have something far more powerful. They choose to change the way they think. The new centenarians know this. Today is the most important day of their lives. They're not relying on good genes or good luck. My hope is by now you're asking, so what are the new centenarians? Better yet, could I be one? My answer is simple. Yes, you can be. The new centenarian is not a label. It's a way of living. I'm naming a new genre of life, and I am living it. I invite you to join me, to get curious, to explore, to try things you've never tried, because the unknown, the uncertain, is far more interesting than the predictable story we've been handed about aging. Living to 100 and beyond is not a burden. It's an unprecedented opportunity for expansion. Caution. Undoing your belief system is not for the faint of heart. You are up against your most powerful force, your ego. If you're unhappy, unhealthy, or dissatisfied in any way, pause for a moment. Your ego helped create that reality. Rule number one, this is not a battle you win by fighting. You must love, accept, and even appreciate your ego. Think of it as a parent who did the best they could, a parent you eventually had to leave in order to become yourself. That's where you are now. The next stage of life requires a new kind of independence. As I explored in Gracing Agefully, Living a Well-Integrated Life, 70, The New Adolescence. The new centenarians choose this path. I also call them bloomers, baby boomers who choose to bloom at 60, 70, even 80. The new centenarians understand the real work is in the mind. It requires a reset of the operating system that got you here. The human mind is an extraordinary, largely untapped resource. The new centenarians explore it openly, curiously, and without fear. They know tomorrow is not guaranteed, so they live accordingly. If you've come this far, I have one question. Are you curious enough to engage? I am a new centenarian. Perhaps I am among the first, perhaps not. I believe these ideas don't belong to me. They come from a deeper source available to all of us. My role is simple, to explore, to experience, to share the path, to help bridge what we've known as physical life with something more expansive. I'll stop here for now, not because there isn't more, but because this is where the conversation begins. If even one person feels something shift, that's enough. If you're ready, join me. Subscribe at gracingagefully.com. Join the conversation on Facebook. Follow along on YouTube and Substack. Will you choose to bloom? Are you willing to become a new centenarian? Speak up. Join the conversation. More to come. Jennifer Sproul, founder, Gracing Agefully.